Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are. I hope it is good. You're listening to Spiritual Talk Radio, and my name is Psychic Medium Michael, and I appreciate you so much for calling in and just being here. So hopefully you'll get something out of the show that will help you on your spiritual path. That's my desire and one thing that I really focus on. Okay, let's go ahead and open with a song, and I will be right back.
Thank you.
the blessings that are already with you and feel them flooding into your heart, into your awareness. And as we sing Namé, which means I bow to each blessing, to each gift from the divine.
To the program, it is 347-327-9316. Again, the call number to the program is 347-327-9316. And I would be looking forward to talking to you and helping you if you need some help today. Let's go ahead and open with prayer, and then we'll be taking some calls. Father, Mother God, I just thank you for this day, and I thank you for my friend, for opening up her home so I can do the show from here. Father, Mother God, I just pray for my listeners right now. I pray that you meet them, their needs physically, spiritually, emotionally. Just touch them in a mighty way today. And Father, Mother God, those that are seeking guidance, maybe feeling a little lost today, I just pray that you would just give them some wisdom and some guidance on their journey. Father, Mother God, I just thank you for this program. I thank you for allowing me to host this program, and I just love you, and I just want to pass that on to everybody that I meet. And so give us the courage and the strength to do what we need to do. And Father my God, I say amen. All right, let's take some calls. Hold on, my finger's not working. 562, you're on there.
Hi, Michael. This is Rondrea. I talked to you like a year and a half ago, and you told me I'm going to get pregnant, so I'm finally pregnant. I'm 8 months pregnant. And what I was wondering on, when I talked to you a year and a half ago, you told me they are going to send me a baby. And I was wondering, who are they? Because I don't know if it's the angels, my ancestors, or spirit guides.
Right. Yeah, that's a good question. And, you know, what I mean by that is we all have like guides and we have angels that work with us. And so what I feel like is that, you know, at this time when you're pregnant, you know, they're just watching and hoping that you will accept, you know, your child when they're born. So, okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but hey, it's good talking to you again. I didn't realize it's been a year, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, well, thank you.
All right, you have a good day, okay?
All You too.
Bye. All right, let's take the next caller. It's Rose, actually. Hello.
Hey, Michael. Could you please look at that work situation from Friday, the one I was telling you about that's a big mess, and see how you see it playing out this week?
Yeah, it should play out this week. I mean, it's going to be a little rocky this week at work, so I just prepare myself for that. But I don't see any change, like employment. I don't see you changing jobs or anything like that. But things should get smoother by the end of next week.
End of the next week. So do you think there's going to be, like, a big to-do when that rep talks to those other people?
It could be, yeah. There's a lot of potential there for it to be something nobody wants, but I just see it being good for right now.
Okay, I'm just going to keep praying for it to turn out good because what a mess.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it should get better. It should get better. Monday and Tuesday are days that you need to pay attention to where you might say something or do something that be a misinterpretation of somebody else. So just be careful Monday and Tuesday with communication. Be sure everybody's clear on what you're doing.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Yeah, so, you know, you need to be careful about what you say out loud and stuff like that. But you should be okay. I don't see anything with the job change, so.
All righty. Thank you, Michael.
You're welcome. You have a good day, and thanks for helping.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Yeah, Rose screens a caller for me, and I don't know what I do without her because I tried a couple of times, and she makes it run so smooth, and so effortless. It's a good thing. Let's go ahead and talk to my good friend in Florida, Ian.
Hello, Michael.
Hi, how are you?
Well, I'm struggling. I applied this week to get some help with a financial thing. I'm wondering if it's going to come through.
Yeah, you should hear something by midweek.
I got a deadline by Wednesday. It's some help with my utility.
Right.
Will it meet the deadline?
Yeah, I feel like it will meet the deadline.
Because I'm pretty concerned right now.
Right.
My aunt will be gone a year tomorrow, and spoke to my family yesterday, and her son is taking care of my uncle, and I found out my cousin had a heart attack. It's like the third one he's had, and it was a couple weeks ago. So his health is kind of shaky right now, and also a concern for the father. Did he pick up anything around them?
I'm not picking up anything on them right now, no.
Any messages from my aunt? Anything she has to say?
Just to stay doing what you're doing. It's working for you. Things are going to start opening up. For you financially, I see some kind of a breakthrough this week.
Really?
So, yeah, I'm going to change what I said earlier because for some reason it got haywire in my intuition. So, but I would say sometime this week, I would look for midweek, Wednesday.
Uh huh.
Yeah, something should be happening financially for you in a positive way on that Wednesday that's coming up.
Right. It's a deadline for me, and I got to meet this deadline.
Yeah, I definitely feel like you will, Ann. Just don't get caught up in fear and that stuff, you know, that we always do to ourselves. And
right.
We put ourselves in little boxes. But I definitely – I see something good coming around. So.
Okay. So okay. Anything regarding my health? Pick up anything?
The doctors are talking to each other about it. So that's all I know.
They don't seem to be able to get things resolved, and I don't seem to be improving.
Right.
I just wonder if there'll be any breakthrough in my health.
Yeah, I feel like that you will get some answers on your health by the end of this month. So.
Oh, good. Okay, that's good. Yeah, I need some answers. Everything is really foggy right now.
Right.
Okay, Michael, thanks for being on. Thanks for taking my call, as usual.
Yeah.
Hope your week
goes
problem. Well. Thanks
yeah.
a lot. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, let me.
Okay, Michael, thanks for.
Okay. Let's go with 515. You're on air with me.
Hi, Michael. Thanks for taking my call.
No problem.
I was wondering, there's someone that I'm interested in romantically. Just wondering if you're picking up what his intentions are.
Yeah, I really feel good about this. I think that you guys are ready to take another step in the relationship and stuff like that. But I feel a little apprehension on his part. He's holding back. I don't know why. But I feel like something from his past is dictating to him what the future is going to be, and that's not true. So, but, you know, as far as you go, I do feel like that this is the right guy for you. So you just need to pray and just believe that Spirit will help him make those choices. But he's thinking about you the same way you're thinking about him. So,
will that be happening soon?
I would say sometime next week, not this week, but the next week.
Okay. Do you see a long-lasting relationship?
Yeah, I definitely see it long-term. He's just being a little, I don't know, apprehensive on what, you know, he wants to act, but he doesn't know exactly how to get things moving. So he's been hurt, too, so.
So do you see him, and it's ended with his ex?
Yeah, I feel like it is.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
Right.
Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Of yourself.
Thanks.
Bye. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye.
Go to another caller here in a minute. 347. I don't know if I'm talking to you. Hello?
Hello. Hi.
Hi.
Hi. Hi, Michael. My name is Nadia, and I'm calling today because I've been in. I was in a situation a few months ago with somebody, and it left me feeling like I didn't completely have like power over basically my reality.
Yeah. I'm really having a difficulty hearing you.
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you better, yes.
Okay.
So could you repeat your question for me, please?
I wanted to know if you picked up, I experienced something a few months ago with somebody, and it left me feeling like I didn't completely have my power, you know? And I just wanted to know if he was picking up anything like with that situation, like, you know, the energy around that situation.
I'm not picking up anything on that right now. But I'm just not picking up anything on that. What I do keep seeing is around you, I feel like there's a spirit that's on the other side that wants to come through. I feel like this could be like a grandfather. Something like that.
Well,
and he's just Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, my dad, he's no longer here, and my grandfather isn't either, so it could be one of them,
okay,
too.
Right. And they're just telling you that things are going to work out and to be positive. It's really easy for us to be negative. So we just need to turn that around and believe in the possibility of positivity. So, all right?
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You hang in there. You hang in there because things are going to be changing for this relationship. And let me know when it does. I would appreciate it.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye. All right. Let me give you a call number to the program. It is 347-327-9316. You can also send your questions in through this email address that I'm about to give you. It's youareawakening@gmail.com. It's youareawakening@gmail.com. So I'm excited about what Spirit's going to do through the program and meet your needs and give you more guidance. I'm always excited when I can help people. So let's go ahead and talk to the next caller. Is, if I get over there, 202, you're on air.
Hi, Michael.
Hello.
Thanks for taking the call. Hi.
You're welcome. How are you doing today?
I'm doing okay. How are you?
I'm excellent, actually.
Oh,
so
good.
I can't complain. So, yeah.
That's the right attitude.
How can I help?
I was just curious of my upcoming, I guess, life path / career path, like if you, Spirit tells you what's coming for me.
Okay, I'm not picking up anything right now. Let me pull some cards on this. Let's see if we can get some guidance for you, okay?
Thank you.
The first card I pulled is the answered prayer card. So what that is saying is that you've been asking for a career change or something like that, and I just feel like you're going to get that. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, you've been asking for a change, and a change is coming. Truth and integrity is the next card I pulled, and that's just telling me that you're a very truthful person, and you demand that from other people. Nobody likes to be lied to, so I always tell my friends, don't lie to me, because I'll know you will know that you'll be lying. So. So I keep going check. But yeah, definitely a career change. I keep seeing it's interesting because they're showing me this huge building made out of glass. And I see you there, and I see like somebody reaching out and bringing you in, like another job or something like that. I feel like it's connected with your previous employment, because I do feel like this spirit's going to move you on to something else. I feel like that you should, start moving in that direction by visualizing you got a different job, but the job of your dreams. Because I really feel like you're a really truthful person, and that's a good thing. And you demand that again with other people as well. But, yeah, I definitely see you moving into a different field of jobs. Okay?
Excellent. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You have a great day. All right. Let's go ahead and Spirit just told me to slow down, so we're going to slow down a minute. So, I'm going to put on a song. We're going to take a short break. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to Spiritual Talk Radio. I will be right back, promise. Whoever's on the other end of World 2.
Hello?
Hi, you're on air. How can I help?
Hi. My name is Ku'ulelani, and thank you for taking my call again. It's been a while.
And I was just wondering if Spirit had any messages for you, through you for me in regarding love and relationships, because that seems to be the theme here. So I'm a little under the weather right now.
Right. Well, I'm sorry you're not feeling good. But I feel like that, you know, what I keep hearing from the other side, I keep hearing be patient with yourself. And what that means is don't beat yourself up by, you know, self-talk. A lot of times we do that. But I definitely feel a relationship coming for you. I would step out on this. I'm going to say January. On the relationship thing, a serious relationship, anyhow.
Okay, I got another question on this same issue. The father of my two youngest kids. I mean, we've been like together. I mean, separated like 3 years, but together a total of 10 years. But you know, 8 years together. But it was always kind of a rocky road, and there's been like some big changes on his side, but my heart and soul just still has a lot of fear, and I don't know if that's my own karma from the past because of what we've been through, or if I'm just going to re-enter the same cycle if I continue down that journey. And I'm torn because the love I have is confusing, because you can love somebody but not be in love with them. And when you know that you can make somebody happy and bring your family together, sometimes that love is a little bit stronger than the selfish wanna-be-in-love feeling.
Right. Yeah, I feel like that this is a person that can help heal that in you, to if you allow them to trust. The trust is important here. But I honestly don't see you going back to your old relationship. I feel like something new is opening up for you. I could be totally wrong, but I'm just feeling that it's going to be somebody else that steps in here.
Okay, well, right on, and God bless you. Thank you very much for helping everybody
You're
out,
welcome.
And I'm sorry I don't feel very well, but it's been a journey, man.
Right, yeah, it has. So you take care of yourself, get feeling better, and give me a call again sometime.
Right on, I will, and God bless. Aloha. Just keep me on the side. I like listening.
Okay.
Okay,
talk
right
to you
on.
Later.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Talk to you later. Bye.
Okay. Let me get to my switchboard a little better than how I have it at the moment. It's not working out very good. Okay, that's better. All right. Have you ever had something that it should work and it doesn't work, and it just get a little frustrating? So let's go to 856. You're on there with me.
Hey, Michael, it's Laura. Thanks for taking my call.
No problem. How can I help?
I'm looking for work, and I'd just like to know if you see me getting a job anytime in the near future.
Yeah, you should be working by the end of the month.
Well,
it looks like
general.
A full.
You mean by the end of this month?
Be the end of next month. I'm sorry. So it'd be more like the end of October.
Okay. Do you?
Could be
are
sooner.
You going,
it could,
are you picking
it could be
up
sooner
any
than that. No, not really. I'm not picking up anything on the details of this. But I feel like it's going to be something that you like. It's not going to be those jobs that you go out of bed and you go, oh, I have to go to work today. It's going to be a good place for you to work.
Okay.
But also, there's going to be some spiritual friends that come out of this as well. So.
Oh, that would be great. Do you think it's a contract job, or is it going to be permanent full-time?
I feel like it's permanent full-time, yeah.
Okay. Great. Thank you.
No problem. I appreciate you calling in today. Have a great
Thank
one.
Thank
you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
We're going to go ahead with the next caller. Yes. 631. Hello.
Hi.
Hi, how can I help you?
My name's Savannah. I wanted to know if, you see, I'm in New York, but I live in PA, but I soon go back to PA, and I'm in New York because of me not knowing how to drive and not having a car. Did you see me having a car and learning how to drive?
Yeah, I definitely see you driving. Learning how to drive can be a little nerve-wracking, but I definitely see you driving.
Would it be my sister teaching me?
Yes, I would say yes on that. Yeah, she's got patience, so, yeah.
She has patience?
Yeah, she has patience with you know, other people and things like that.
Can I ask another question?
Yeah, go ahead.
The job I'm currently at, I've been on summer leave and now I'm on maternity leave. But once the baby's here and, it's been a few weeks for her, I'm going to go back to work. But, Greg, do you see me staying there for a long time? Do you see any other jobs coming along? Because I like this job, but I just want something else.
Yeah, you need a fresh start is what you're looking for. And, because, we do the same thing day out. It can become like a rut, and we get stuck in there. I really feel like the Archangel Michael, one of the most powerful angels there are, is stepping forth at this moment and saying, that you can do whatever you set your heart to do. They're there to watch over you, and you shouldn't have any fears or anything like that. So,
okay. It's possible for me to go to another job?
Yes.
How soon?
How soon? I would say by the end of the month, which we're almost there, so not much time. So, okay.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. I appreciate you calling in. You have a great day.
You too.
Let's talk to next caller. Is, hold on. Got the wrong phone thing. Here we go. 718, you're on air with me.
Hello. Hi, Michael. This is Celine. I'd like to know, my mom, she locked the door, and, she doesn't know where her key is to unlock the door. Would you be able to give me some lead where her key may be?
Okay. So, be sure I have the answer, meaning the question right. You're asking if you guys are going to find a key?
Yes, there's a lock that comes with a key. She doesn't know where the key is, so.
Oh, so, okay. I'll be quiet for a minute and see if I can find it for you. We're a good location to look at, okay? I'll be quiet for just a second. Okay, I feel like somebody found this key and has it. I don't know, they're not going to do anything with it because they don't know for sure where it goes. But I keep seeing somebody with it. So hopefully that makes sense because that's what I'm seeing at the moment.
Is this a stranger?
I feel like it's somebody that you know. I don't feel like it's a stranger, so there's no harm in it. They just found a key and picked it up and don't know where it goes to. So.
Male, female?
Male.
A male.
Late 20s, like maybe about 27, 29, in that range.
Possibly it was lost outside. This person found the key outside?
Yeah, that's what I feel. I feel like it was outside.
Wow. Alrighty. Not much good news, but at least, I know now.
Right. Yeah, and I feel good. about this. I mean, I feel like, you know, for some reason, you'll get the key back. I see that, but I don't see it being anytime soon. So. Okay.
One other question. Do I have any messages from Spirit? I lost my sister in 2013. Is she
right.
around? Does she have a message?
Yeah, she's definitely around you. Yeah. She's mentioning a pillow fight. Have you guys had a pillow mm-hmm. fight one time?
Say that again?
Pillow fight.
A pillow fight?
Yeah.
Did we two have a pillow fight? Mm-hmm.
Right.
I don't recall.
Nope.
No.
Right. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't have anything else to say, so I appreciate you calling in, okay?
Oh, okay. Well, thank you so much, Michael. I appreciate this.
No problem. You have a great day.
You too. Thanks again.
All right. Let's go ahead and take my next caller. It will be 484. You're on air with me. We'll be in a minute. Okay. There we are.
Hi, Michael. This is Sonia. Thanks for taking my call. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm not too bad. I wanted to ask a question about the sale of a rental property that I have. I've so far had a few showings. I've had one offer. Not a very good offer. And these people have been, you know, looking at my property since May. They want it because they own the other half that's next door, but they don't really want to
right.
pay up.
Right.
So pretty much, you know, they're just going to hold for now. I've already reduced the price by about $15,000. I'm not going to go down any lower just because the property is in impeccable condition. It has tenants in on both units, and it's very well taken care of. I had another showing 2 days ago, and the feedback was that the gentleman expressed that, you know, he was very interested, but nonetheless, he's looking at other properties. What are you picking up as far as me selling the property, you know, getting pretty close to what I'm asking for? I don't know if you have anything with the offer that he did me, this new guy or someone else.
Okay. Let me be quiet for just a second as I tap into this. I feel like that you will sell it.
Mm-hmm.
The timeline on that would be maybe in November. Somebody
okay.
coming in to buy it. That's all I'm really picking up on this. You know, they're interested. But they want the other people, the first people, group people, want your land for nothing, and you know, for some reason they think they deserve that land. So I don't know. All I know is there's somebody coming in late October, early November that's going to help you with this.
Okay, so you see that.
Okay.
An offer or something, and me selling it by between October and November.
Yeah, and you're right. Don't go down any lower than you already have it. That's a fair price. I don't know the property, but to me, it's a fair price. And
yeah, it is, and it's in great condition. I mean, they could get a cheaper home, but it's a fixer up, and you have to put a lot of money, you know. But they looked at all the homes in the area, but it keep coming back to mine. I mean, if it's cheap what they want, why don't they buy one of the other ones? You see what I'm saying? So.
Right. Yeah. I mean, what I'm saying is they're very interested in it, but they want a lower price.
Right. So you don't see anything with these people, right?
No, I don't see anything going on with them.
Okay. Okay. So you said somebody knew between October and November that they're going to be buying the place?
Yeah, they would be buying. Yeah. And they're going to
and
be buying it.
Pretty much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Go ahead. I'm
so
sorry.
It's going to be like my asking price?
Yeah. I was telling you, don't go any lower. There'll
no,
be...
I'm not because... Okay.
Hello?
All right. Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, so you see it's telling you said between October and November. Are you picking up anything about the buyer? Is it going to be like a family or a single person or an investor?
I feel like an investor. I feel like that they are looking at the property as an investment. So.
Okay. Sounds good.
Okay.
Thank you, Michael.
All right.
Thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Next caller is, hold on for a minute. 312, you're on air with me.
Hi, Michael. Thank you for taking my call. It's Karen.
Hi, Karen.
I wanted to know if you've seen, I've had a string of health issues, you know, like a cold, a flu, allergic reaction, like one after the other. And I think it's stemming from a root canal that I need. And I'm wondering, once I do this root canal, will this, some of this ease off a little bit? I've had a lot of health challenges lately.
Yeah, I feel like, especially they're using health issues with you to get your attention. But I feel like good things are going to work out for you. There is something big that's going to break out for you at the end of the year. I don't know what that is yet, but something exciting around Christmas, something's popping for you. Okay.
Okay. Oh, I have another question real quick. Do you see the dentist that I'm going to use as being pretty reliable? Because they're going to bring in a new dentist to do my work with the firm. I'm a little concerned.
Yeah.
He's new.
Right. I don't see any problems, and it's going to go pretty good. So.
Okay.
Don't let your brain trap you in fear. Definitely see working out for you. So.
Okay. Thank you so much, Michael. Have a great day.
You're welcome. You too. Let's go to my next call. It's 818. Oh, hold on. You're on air. Hi.
Hello, Michael. Blessings and namaste to you. Thank you for taking my call. My name is Dani.
Okay. How can I help?
Yes, I would love to know. I'm just coming back from a trip to Sedona, Arizona, and I'm on my way back to California going home, and would love to know what information you have from my guide, what maybe they have to say about what I am to expect upon my return home, if anything is going to change and get better, et cetera.
I say things are going to get better for you, and you just need to continue to move on your path that Spirit has called you to. They're talking about something that you've wanted to do and passed on. It's like an opportunity came, and for whatever reason, you passed on it. Doesn't mean that you're off your path that much. It just means that you need to pay more attention to the signs that are going on. But you're definitely a very spiritual person. I can feel that. And so I would say continue forward and, like, return to your home. So.
Okay. Thank you so much. And
you're welcome.
If I may ask one more question, can you see anything with regards to my marriage?
I don't see anything at this moment on that. Okay?
Okay. Thank you so much for sharing your gifts with me. I really, really appreciate it.
No problem. I appreciate you too. You have a good day.
You too. Namaste.
Namaste. All right. Time is flying by. So let's get some calls on here. 520, you're on air with me. Hi.
Oh, my God. Oh, God. Must be smiling on me. Thank you, Michael, for taking my call. And thank you for being there. I have my son, who's in his middle 30s, has gotten into some serious trouble. And I'm trying to talk to a lawyer. The lawyer said he would take the case, but I haven't met with him officially. We just talked on the phone after the lawyer sent me out to do some research on the situation. And then I have everything that I could possibly get on the information that the lawyer asked me to get. And I'm trying to get a job to help pay for legal fees. I'm trying to get the money up for the lawyer from, you know, a friend. And do you see my son being okay? Do you see him coming back to us?
Yeah, I feel like he will return. I just feel like he needs to do some soul searching. So he needs to do that, soul searching. All right? And I feel like you're in pretty good shape. I don't see any problems health-wise for you. Hopefully that helps.
But you see me getting the money and my boyfriend helping and me getting a job?
Yeah, I definitely do see you getting a job.
Okay.
It's going to be something that you really like to do.
Oh. So. Oh, my God. That would be such a treat. But the money is there for the legal fees. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah, the money
good.
Is there.
Do you think he'll come home by October at least?
Man, I don't see him in October. I would say more like in November.
But he's safe. He's safe?
Yeah, there's angels watching over him. He's safe.
And everything that you mentioned is what I've been praying for, that he learn his lesson and not, you know, just wake up and smell the coffee. Not, you know, I'm sure he'll never, he didn't know that it was wrong what he did. He didn't know. None of us knew. It's not in this country.
Right.
But thank you, Michael. You see
You're
it all
welcome.
Being, you see it being okay for my son, though, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I do. All right.
Thank you.
You're
thank
welcome.
You.
Have a great day.
You too. Thank you.
All right, we're done taking calls for today. I'm sorry that I didn't get to your calls. I will be on air again tomorrow around the same time. So you can catch me then. You can set full readings with me. There's a couple people I feel like really would get some more information if we had more one-on-one time. But that's totally up to you. But my website is www.insightswithmichael.net. That's www.insightswithmichael.net. I would love to help you any way I can. I just don't have a lot of time on a show like this to take your calls and read for you for 30 minutes or something. That wouldn't be fair to other people trying to get in. You can set full readings at my website. You can also make a donation to the show. If you like what you're hearing and want us to continue moving forth, it does cost me money to be on Blog Talk. So any amount that you can help would be greatly appreciated. So we go ahead and close out, and peace be with you. And I'll talk to you tomorrow about 2 o'clock. All right. Goodbye. Have a good day.
Peace be with you.